Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to CJ Evolution, the podcast for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by another CJ professional, and that would be me, Pat Fitzgibbons. I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show, growing because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, episode 251. We continue to grow because of you. I know you got many options out there, but thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. And by the way, we continue to grow because of your ratings and reviews. If you head over to CJ Evolution Podcast or iTunes, if you click on iTunes, you can find my podcast, rate and review it. I sure would appreciate it. It's not going to take you very much time at all. Big shout out to all those first responders out there, brave men and women working in the criminal justice field day in and day out, giving it your all. Thank you so much. You got much support out there, even though sometimes it might not seem like it. You got a ton of support. Keep up the fantastic work. I have said many times, I'm going to keep on touting Four Sigmatic. It's a great coffee company. They have coffees, elixirs, some great products I know you're going to love. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to this great and growing company. And by the way, you're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO on all your purchases. In this solo episode, I wanted to take time to talk about the importance of social media, especially with law enforcement. I never thought we would be in a position, we would be in a time where social media was so beneficial for law enforcement agencies, but it is. Now, I know some agencies don't use social media out there, but I really encourage all agencies to use it. There's pros and cons with social media. We all know that. But here are 8 social media tips for law enforcement agencies that you really could utilize. So number one, communicate timely information. Real-time information is vital to your community and requires agencies to take a distributed approach to information dissemination. Rather than centralizing all department social media postings, empower in-field supervisors with access and guidance on sharing updates with citizens as they happen. Number two, market your department. Very important. Outside of disseminating critical public safety information, social media can also be used to market your department. Share information about community policing programs, neighborhood watch, and other community initiatives in which your department participates. Number three, manage your reputation. As your department becomes more active on social media, it will become important to manage its online reputation. It's not uncommon for frustrated citizens to vent on police departments' Facebook pages, so ensure you are actively marketing the positive things your department is doing for the community. Very important. Number four, engage your community. Use social media accounts to engage in a two-way dialogue with your citizens by letting them post questions and comments and send messages to your department. You may not agree with all the comments, so it is important to create opportunities for positive engagement. Number five, bypass the media filter. We all know that you can't do a press release on every good story your department has to tell, but you can do a social media post. A lot of media coverage started out as a social media post that garnered attention. Number six, provide a high level of transparency. Use social media to increase transparency into your department's current investigations, major crimes, and other information the public should know. An added bonus, this level of transparency typically helps solicit valuable tips for crimes and warrants. Number seven, strengthen your relationship with the community. Social media is a powerful way to strengthen and build trust with your citizens. The more active and transparent your department is on social media, the stronger your department and relationship will be with your citizens. And number eight, archive everything. Social media is a public record, period. As a public record, social media is subject to Freedom of Information Act and must be archived just like any other government email account. Folks, that's all I have for you. I hope this was great and I hope it was valuable. Some tips for social media for all agencies out there. Stay tuned for great guests and great content. Again, if you'd rate and review my podcast on iTunes, I sure would appreciate it. And above all, be safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.